All right. Good evening here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Ferrier for live high school basketball action on a Thursday night, February 15th, 2024. Avoided the snow. Well, some of it. Still cold, but with me is Cliff Amy. He's avoided some power outages, I hope.
Yeah, it's been a good week for us. Looked like earlier today that we were probably going to not have a ball game tonight. But cleaned up. The roads just got wet. Typical middle February for us, and good night for basketball.
Well, you missed the first meeting between these two teams because of that. You had a big meeting down in the city preparing for another storm back then.
I did.
And right after that day, if you recall, there wasn't any games for almost 2 weeks, and for three straight weeks we had cancellations after that moment when you had that meeting. Today we're going to have this second meeting between these two teams. You wanted this matchup the first time, and you wanted this second time also. You got to be here, especially when the BWAC has gone all whack now.
Well, you know, Yale's still at the top, but, you know, these two teams here, they're neighbors. They don't like one another. They like the big rivalry here, Croslex and Yale. First game was a dandy two-point ball game back there in when was that, Eddie?
That was a great finish. It was in January.
Yeah, it was.
Back in January.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry for that. But back in the middle of January, if I recall correctly.
Here, I think I have it on my notes here. No, I don't. It was a close. Yeah, right there. Here we go. 55-57.
Back on the 18th of January at Yale, a 55-57 loss by the Croslex Pioneers here. So, you know, all things being equal, and if everybody was healthy, I think this one would be a barn burner.
We'll talk about that game. You think we'll have another one here tonight? I know there's some injuries now for Croslexington, missing a lot of players.
Well, there's going to be a lot of effort from the Croslex team here. I think they're a little bit outgunned here tonight because Yale's healthy, but hey, you know what? I watched Yale looked really good a week ago and then took a loss against a team that they should have never taken a loss against. That was Armada.
Yeah, that team's been able to beat a lot of teams this year despite their record. Well, that's what the Blue Water Area Conference has been. You can't sleep on any team, not even the last place team. I mean, at one point, Algonac was leading Yale this past week, in fact, wasn't it?
That's a fact. So, did get an opportunity to slip away last week and watch Yale versus Elmont. Mm. It's a terrific basketball game. Yale looked amazingly good, up 15 points going into the second half. And Elmont comes charging back. It's 9 threes in the second half to climb back into that ball game. But hey, fun, good night for basketball. JV here tonight. The Yale team took a win. 54-36.
And that's just the noise from the JV game. You know it's going to get fired up here. I figure the stands will be a little bit of full for this. You know, it's for a Thursday night high school boys game, especially with the Blue Water Area Conference League title on the line. We'll talk about the first meeting between these two teams. It is the Croslexington Pioneers hosting the Yale Bulldogs. This is a Thursday night for high school boys basketball. A lot of great games going on tonight also. And, of course, we'll take a look at the BWAC standings when we come back here. That's Cliff Amy. I'm Eddie Fury here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're streaming online also at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Our pregame show continues. We'll be right back here. All right, welcome back. I'm Eddie Fury. Cliff Amy with me for this high school boys basketball Blue Water Area Conference across the Lexington Pioneers hosting the Yale Bulldogs. Let's talk about the record right now. I think I gave you a sheet on that. Where the standings are. This is what's so crazy. This is not going to end, as Emily C has made quite a run. They've beaten all the teams that Croswell Lexington. They've also beaten, I do believe, Richmond and Elmont, who really mixed things up, along with Armada. So they made a run here. Croswell Lexington, where their losses dropped down to where?
Croswell Lexington's in third right now with 7-4. They're 11-7 overall. Talked about the Yale team. They're 9-2, 15-3. Emily City right behind them at 8-3, 14-5. Next Tuesday in Emily City, Yale versus Emily City.
Yes, and so Richmond is a wild card also. They're 6-5, but they've been able to beat some of these teams as well. Now, Emily City, they got back in this by beating Armada. They also got the win over Croswell Lexington, which moved them into the second place spot also. They beat Elmont back-to-back nights. Because of the makeup games, and they got a pretty good win against North Branch, which is still a dangerous team out there also. They still have Richmond and Yale, as you said, Richmond again. But they just pretty much have destiny in their hands, win out, and they can give Yale that third loss, or Emily City would love some help from Crosby Lexington. Crosby Lexington can get back in this also if they can beat Emily City or have get some help from somebody else to beat Emily City. Like, yeah.
Crosby Lex has got a lot of Emily City fans here tonight. You know, they're going back over there, like we mentioned earlier, to go over there next Tuesday. You know, Yale just has to hold serve if they can. They're a little healthier, or in fact, they're a lot healthier than Croslex is right now.
You know, Yale was in the driver's seat. They took that loss earlier, I do believe, was it this week? They lost to Armada, 52-53, able to bounce back over Algonac and a makeup game against Algonac again. And boy, taking that loss to also who else? They had their second loss in the league play. I do believe it was to Elmont, I believe. Earlier in the season.
Yeah, Elmont at 62-58. I was over there last week. I wanted to see what Yale looked like, so I made a ride over there with a buddy of mine. Watch the Yale versus Elmont. Yale is up by 15 in the second half. Elmont comes charging back. It's 9 threes in the second half to get back there. At one point, they went up by a point or two, and Yale comes screaming back.
73-70 win for them. They avenged their earlier season loss to Elmont back on the 16th, 58-62. Remember, they followed that up and came back with a win over Croswell Lexington late in that game. That was an exciting finish. At one point, Croswell Lexington was up by 8 points, but you turned the ball over three times, gave the ball back to Yale. You do that against one of the best players, one of the younger players here, against Jackson Kohler. He's going to make those shots, and he did that. And there's some video of it I actually posted on our CNI broadcast and Twitter that you can actually watch again and see how that ended.
Well, it's the first time I got a chance to see him. I heard all the hoopla about Jackson Kohler. I've known his coach against him. I watched his dad play. His dad's a terrific athlete, terrific coach. He was one of the very best players in the ball game on the floor last week against Elmont. It'll be interesting to see what he does here tonight. He's heady. He's good with the ball. He's got his dad's temperament. He's very competitive, very fiery, kind of quiet about it, but just a terrific basketball player.
Interest did catch up to Croswell Lexington. Now, they only had two losses in league play, I believe. Taking losses to Emily City, tough team. 35-45 loss back in February 1st, and then they lose to Richmond 46-51. So, close loss there, but again, the injuries caught up to Croswell Lexington. Last couple games, though, took it overtime. A big win over Elmont on the 12th earlier this week. In overtime, 60-54, and also got the win over Armada, 44-38, but they got help from Armada to beat Yale this week, too. So
they did. Here, you know, we're talking about the injuries. Here's who was out, going to be out tonight for the Croswell Lex Pioneers.
Boy.
Cameron Franzel, Gavin Espinoza, and Cody Mativier. Both, all three really good players, a lot of minutes, starters. You know, you've got two seniors and a sophomore or a junior not going to play tonight because of injuries. Other gets an opportunity for other players there to step up and see what we can do. I anticipate a very hard fought game from the Croswell Pioneers.
And you know, Croswell does use their bench, they use it a lot, and they use it pretty quick. They don't leave all their, you know, players out there. They probably leave about three players full minutes out there, but they do substitute a lot. Both teams do pretty good, but I think Croswell really goes their bench deep. They got a lot of great players on this varsity team.
They do.
And they do have a couple fifth quarter players brought up also. I do believe Shane Slanik, and who else did we have on there?
Jack Kerrigan and yep. Shane Slanik. We'll be seeing some time here tonight.
Those are the fifth quarter players. So
those are the fifth quarter players. But you know, it'll be interesting to see how they use them. I know the Slanik name. I know the Kerrigan name. Both good. Big families in this community, both very good athletic families.
All right, we're going to come back here and continue to talk about these two teams in the first meeting where they had a classic battle in Yale. Garnett Kohler back, head coach for the Yale Bulldogs, and really turned things around here. I knew it was going to take a couple, 3 years, and he's done that. Lance Campbell's had a lot of successful seasons, winning seasons here for Croswell Lexington, so a tip of the hat for him. That's a hard thing to do consistently here at Croswell, especially a lot of great teams here in the BWAC.
Oh, he's had a great run of success. I mean, they're having a little bit, for their standards, a down year, but a lot of teams are enjoying getting back at the domination they've had the last few years.
I'll take his record anytime.
Oh, no, yeah.
You can piss over 500. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. Croswell Lexington at hosting the Yale Bulldogs in high school boys basketball on a Thursday night. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Talk about the first meeting between these two teams. It was a close one for sure. What a battle. And Yale Bulldog came out on top. First place in the BWAC conference on the line at that moment. Croswell Lexington losing Yale late in that game. You can see video of it on our Radio CNLEC Twitter, 57-55 on that Thursday night. The game was tied 15-15 after the first quarter, but Krause went into the half of a 34-25 advantage. That's a great lead, but Yale, typical Garnet Kohler coach team, comes back in that game, and a 14-9 run in the third quarter. Back-to-back three-pointers in the fourth quarter gave Croswell a 55-45 lead themselves. But there, Yale finishes the game on a 12-0 run. And that's what can happen when you come to this level. It can happen in a minute, split second here.
Yeah, recognizing the run is a big part of coaching here, and sometimes getting that timeout when you need it to stop the run. And I wasn't at the game, so I'm not going to speculate on that one. But
three turnovers hurt them.
I watch enough basketball, and even this year, I'm watching enough basketball to watch. The game is changing on us. It's becoming more of a college pro-level game, a lot of shots, quick shots, deep shots.
The speed.
And they're trying to play. They play that game right now. So you can make big runs on that situation when you're putting the ball up often.
So it happened in a couple minutes there. Yale finished the game on a 12-0 run, which included the game-winning basket from Jackson Kohler. We're up 5 seconds left in that game. Kohler scored a game-high 30 points for the Yale Bulldogs. The Pioneers were led by Gavin Espinosa, who scored 16. And that is going to be a major piece missing here. Like you said, you've got three players. That's potential 30 points they're missing.
That's what Coach Campbell had said, that he's got 30 points out of his lineup right now tonight offensively. So that's why I expect a lot of emphasis, a lot of energy on the defensive end here against the Yale Bulldogs.
All right, when we come back, we'll get ready for a tip-off. There's some other great games going on tonight. Also, real quick here on high school boys basketball, what do we got for tonight?
Other games here tonight, we've got North Branch at Armada, Elmont at Algonac, Bay City All Saints at Owen Gage.
And then our game here, it's Yale Bulldogs at Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. A lot of Friday night games, a lot of Thursday night games. So congratulations to the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. Tonight, if they win the outright Greater Thumb East League title. Harbor Beach Marlette is canceled for tomorrow. They're not going to play, so I do believe that Harbor Beach is going to win the Greater Thumb East League title. But Croswell is a team that beat Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach turns around and beats an undefeated team, the Cass City Redhawks, last week. So it's a crazy year, I guess you could say, in high school boys basketball.
Well, you always say, and girls basketball. So you talked about the Wolves there from Sandusky. Another year for Coach DeMott. Another plug and play, as I always like to say. They just reload, reload, reload every year.
Kingston Cardinals wins the North Central Thumb League Stars Division title as well this week. Now, we just saw coaches from the Crowds of Lexington High School girls basketball team here, the Frostics. We're going to see them tomorrow night. Same teams here. And a lot on the line for that one. We'll talk about that throughout our boys' basketball game when we have time. But we'll have tip-off coming up here on WBGV 92.5. Coming up, high school boys' basketball, Croswell-Lexington, hosting the Yale Bulldogs. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. As they announce the start, I'll go through the high school girls' basketball games going on Thursday night tonight. As I said, Sandusky Wolves girls, if they win at Memphis tonight, they are the outright Greater Thumb East League champions. Marlette is at Harbor Beach tonight. KPEC at Brown City. North Branch at Emily City. Cass City at Elkton Pitch and Bayport Lake is a very important game there in the Greater Thumb West standings. Unionville Seaboyne at Reese. Kingston girls at Peck. Dryden at Deckerville and high school girls basketball. North Huron at Mayville. Bay City All Saints at Owen Gage. Akron Prairie Grove at Carsonville Port Stanley Tigers in high school girls basketball. Our live coverage tomorrow will be on 92.5. These two teams here in high school girls basketball will be the Crosby Lexington Pioneers hosting the Yale Bulldogs in girls basketball. Saturday, I'm heading to the SC4 Fieldhouse in Port Huron to get into Carsonville Port Stanley Tigers up against Peck on that beautiful facility there.
Great facility here.
All right, our starters, who do we got?
Starting out for the Yale Bulldogs, you got number 0, Jackson Kohler, just a sophomore. Number 2, Brett Barris. Number 4, Andrew Hubbard. Number 22, Connor Jakubiak. And number 41, Ryan Fisher. For the Pioneers, number 1, Cam Saunders. Number 2, James Frampitz. Number 3, Nolan Campbell. Number 21, just a freshman, Max Knoll. And number 33, Reese Knoll.
All right, as we get ready here for tip-off, at center circle, James Krampitz up against number 22 for the Yale Bulldogs. That is Connor Jakubiak.
Been on the varsity since he's a freshman.
You said these officials are in the third game here tonight. Jump ball is one. Picked up by Jackson Kohler, number zero for the Yale Bulldogs, a sophomore and son of the head coach, Garnett Kohler. Yale moving from right to left on your radio dial and on your web stream. Driving to the basket for a shot for two, number 22 with the miss. Connor Jakubiak, rebound picked up by the Krause Lexington Pioneers, number three, Nolan Campbell. Krause Lexington with possession. We're in the white jerseys with the blue lettering. Yale Bulldogs with a dark blue, white stripes on the side. A little bit of gray. Underhanded layup shot right in the middle of the paint. Missed by number three, Nolan Campbell. Ball is loose. Picked up by the Yale Bulldogs. And I think he might have stepped on the baseline, rolling over.
Good hustle there by the Pioneers. Cam Saunders diving on the floor there, making that happen.
Ryan Marnark had possession, but kind of leaned on the baseline for the turnover. Inbounds pass for Krause Lexington to the right corner. Cameron Saunders up top to 21. Max Noll hands it off to number three, Nolan Campbell. Around the perimeter they go here, trying to penetrate the paint to the high post. It's Campbell. Back to Cameron Saunders, a sophomore, by the way. Talking about some of these role players have to step up with three players missing. And a great pass from Saunders to Nolan Campbell. Down to the right side with an underhanded layup for two, and Croswell Lexington takes the lead 2-0. Bounce pass over to the right corner. Look at that lettuce. Look at that mullet, man. Number 41, rocking it there. That's Ryan Fisher, but the ball is taken away with the steal mid-pass by the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Nolan Campbell back over to number 33. Reese Noll. Campbell with it again. I think the last shot was by number 21, Max Noll, I believe.
It was,
so,
yep. The freshman got the pass from Saunders.
Yale Bulldogs had possession after that missed shot, rebound, and a pass too high over the head by Kohler. I think intended for Jakubiak. Goes out of bounds and it'll be Krause Lexington ball. They lead 2-0, 6-0-5 to go. When I had a chance to interview Dan Dickerson, the Tigers play-by-play man, and he asked me, what's your crutch and what's your thing that you do that's most powerful in a play-by-play game? He was asking me, and I said, I say the score, and this is off air. I say the score a lot. He says, exactly. Right down the left lane, and scoring there is number two, and he gets fouled.
Nice strong move there to the hoop. That was Krampitz on that move.
Make it 4-0. That foul on number four, Andrew Hubbard. That's the first foul as a team. Remember, 5 fouls and a quarter. You go straight to the free throw line. That free throw is a miss. 5:46 to go. 4-0. Say the score a lot. He says that's a great tip. Laying it up for two, just around the right lane, missed by Jackson Kohler. Rebound picked up on the loose ball by Krause Lexington. Keeping the ball away from the Yale Bulldogs. Down the left lane, up for two, no good. Missed by Cameron Saunders. Rebound picked up by Jakubiak. Yale Bulldogs quickly to the other side of the floor. Jackson Kohler goes to the paint. He'll hold up. Nobody there, but saving it is number three, Ryan Marnark, like a butterfly, grabbing it. To the top of the point, number four, Andrew Hubbard. To Connor Jakubiak, and back to Jackson Kohler to reset. Slow it down, coach. I call Cliff Amy coach a lot. Over to the right corner, the Marnark. He'll go down to the baseline, up to the right side for a shot for two. No good, and snatch it is number 33, Reese Noll. Reese Noll is your big out there along with James Krampitz. Nolan Campbell hands it off to Saunders, number one, for Croswell Lexington with possession. Down the left lane, he'll hold up, pitch it out to the left wing, and James Krampitz grabs it. And disses it out to Nolan Campbell to the left corner. To Saunders underneath. We have a whistle called here.
With what we talked about the Croslex defense before the ball game here, they're doing a terrific job of limiting Yale to one shot, getting on those defensive boards there and getting that ball back out. Right now, the Croslex Pioneers are carrying the play to the Yale Bulldogs.
Number 35 coming in for a substitution. Orlando Mendoza. Number 33 will come out. Reese Noll Number 24 coming in also, Aiden Coralden. Cross would like to take with the inbounds pass from the baseline to Saunders, to Campbell. He is double teamed and into the paint, and nice pass. Kind of
back to Krampus.
Kind of like he did a sideways move there in midair and threw it up for two, and it's a 6-0 lead for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers, a 4-10 to go.
Jackson Kohler takes it to the hoop there, draws a contact. He's going to get the opportunity to go to the line. Yeah, he was shooting too, I'm sure of it. Doesn't look like it, though.
All right. We have stoppage in play here. Another substitution. Nolan Campbell will come out. Coming in is number 25. Shane Slanik, the fifth quarter player. Already getting some minutes.
They're going to say he wasn't shooting. It was on the floor.
There's two fouls for Yale, one foul for Crosby Lexington now. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 6-0. Crosby, and a steal. Just snatched it out of his hands from Monarch. It was number 35, Mendoza.
Good defensive pressure there from Max Knoll.
And a timeout called by the Yale Bulldogs after a shot made by number 21, Max Knoll. It's 8-0. Crosby Lexington leading. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Some Daryl Hall and John Oates. They're fighting right now. They're not getting along.
They don't like each other.
Oh, man. Inside baseline pass for the Yale Bulldogs. They're down 8-0 after calling a timeout. Crosby Lexington on an 8-0 run. They lead 8-0. 3:40 to go in counting. Jackson Kohler with the ball to the left side, to the left corner. Ryan Monarch for three. Swish. Ending the drought. It's 8-3. 3:30 to go. Monarch with that three-point shot for Yale. 3.5 to go. Saunders up for a short little jumper in the paint. Rebound pulled down offensively. Shot for two. Good by number two, James Krampus, to make it 10-3.
That's his sixth point here in the first quarter.
Stepping up he is here in this one. Jackson Kohler with the dribble at the right wing. Gets a pick. He'll go in. He'll hold up at the right lane. Takes a shot anyways. No one there for the rebounds. Crosby Lexington had about two, three players in the paint. Picking it up is number 25, Shane Slanik, over to Saunders to the right side of the floor. Crosby Lexington ball. They lead 10-3. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter.
Gotta love the pace of play here if you're the Pioneers.
Max Knoll, but taken away by Ryan Monarch, flying up to grab it. One-on-one situation for the layup for two. He can't get that one. Off balance, overran it. Rebound, Crosby Lexington, Krampus. And Max Knoll will have the ball at the right wing and hold up. Over to the left side, hands it off to Krampus. Krampus attacking from the left elbow. Goes up for a shot for two, no good. Connor Jakubiak gets the rebound for Yale. Over to Jackson Kohler. Left wing, outside perimeter. 2:10 to go, it's 10-3. Crosby Lexington leading Yale. Kohler with the dribble, some fancy dribbling there. He'll come back and reset it. Top of the point. To Connor Jakubiak, attacking the glass. He was defended by two Crosby Lexington players. Misses a shot, actually was blocked. Krampus driving to the basket for two, and another shot. 12-3, Crosby Lexington. Krampus with the shot. It's 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. 12-3, Crosby Lexington leading Yale. Kohler with the ball at the right corner. Going into the paint, being double teamed again in that zone. And he is stripped away and stolen. The ball was number 21, Max Knoll, for Crosby Lexington. You know who their focus is on, right? For three from the left wing, missed by Max Knoll. Loose ball picked up by number 24 for the Yale Bulldogs, Aiden Coralden.
Did a really nice job defensively on Jackson Kohler right now. Really having to work for every single thing that he gets.
Blake Burr in the game here, number 15 for Yale. Connor Jakubiak goes to the paint, triple team, but hands it off to the right side. And just as I said his name, Blake Burr, making a shot for two to make it 12-5. 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 12-5, Crosby Lexington with the lead, and they have possession. Cross-court pass to Max Knoll, to Saunders. Back to Max Knoll at the left corner. He'll dribble around to the left corner to James Krampus, and back to Knoll. He'll dribble over to the right side to Cameron Saunders. He'll go into the paint. Short jumper for two. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Connor Jakubiak with the rebound for the Yale Bulldogs. And a pass over to Jackson Kohler. Coming down to about 20 seconds left here. Likely to hang on to the shot, or the at least possession if they can, for the last second shot. And a reach in foul there. Got a little bit too close for comfort for Croswell Lexington, Shane Slanik. 15.6 seconds. That's going to be the second foul on Croswell Lexington as a team. A couple of substitutions here, keeping the bodies fresh. Number 33 coming in. Reese Snow back in. Inbounds pass for Yale into Jackson Kohler at the left wing. Bumped, but will hold up. Coming down to 9 seconds. Last second shot here, probably hanging on for it. Jackson Kohler moving in. He's triple teaming again. A steal. Krampus for a half-court shot. Hits the back of the glass. And that shot no good. They wanted a foul, but it's 12-5. Croswell Lexington leading at the end of the first. We'll be right back. 12-5 at the end of the first quarter. Croswell Lexington leading. Yale Bulldogs 12-5. Your observation.
Well, if you're the Croswell Lex Pioneers, you love the pace of play. They've been somewhat patient offensively. Defensively, they've turned it up. They have not allowed Jackson Kohler to get started. He's got a little bit of the lid on the basket. He's missed a couple of bunnies underneath, but if you're Croswell Lex, just keep up the defensive intensity. Make Yale take it to you.
Croswell Lexington starting off the second quarter with the lead. 12-5, opening up a possession as well here in the second quarter. Reese Note with it. Underhand pass to Krampus, who leads in scoring for Croswell Lexington. Number four in the game as well, Nolan Ranowski. Nolan Campbell back in the game also for three. Krampus hits the rim, no good. Last touch by Reese Snow, go out of bounds.
Yale came out of the second quarter there, playing a 2-3 zone there, forced Croslex into a deep shot from the corner. That's exactly what you do when you change the defense. You're looking for a quicker shot.
Yale Bulldogs with possession. Early in the second quarter, Jackson Kohler at the right wing. Bounce pass inside and taken away. However, it'll be Yale Bulldogs ball after the whistle was called. What was that call?
That was a poke away there, but he had his foot on the out-of-bounds line. It's going to go back to the Yale Bulldogs.
Inbounds pass for Yale. Still with possession. Around the perimeter they go. Number two in the game as well, Brett Burrs. Over to Jackson Kohler to the right wing. Pitching it in to number 41 for Yale. Trying to post up at the right low block. Turnaround jumper with a hook. No good. Loose ball picked up. He'll have it again after being defended by three or four Pioneers in the paint. That's number 41, Ryan Fisher, and he'll draw the foul.
He takes up a lot of space down there under the block there. Did a nice job of staying after that offensive rebound.
Some more substitutions here. About three different players coming out and getting some rest. So he is using the whole bench here practically.
In and out, yep.
7-0-1 to go. Here will be Yale Bulldogs. Bob on the right side of the glass from the baseline. Ryan Marnark to throw it in. Having trouble to get it in, and he gets it in to number two. Brett Burrs hands it off to number zero. Jackson Kohler for the Yale Bulldogs. He'll go to the left side. Going around to the left side for the glass for two, and he'll draw the foul. And he'll go for the free throws as well.
Got a little deep there on the defense there, almost too deep there. A lot of the times the referee will not make that call if you're too far underneath the basket. He drew contact, going to the line to shoot two.
First free throw up, and that one is good by Jackson Kohler. He's been shooting those since he was one. And he's only a sophomore, so.
That's his first make and first point of the ball game.
Second free throw good, 12. Seven. Need every point you can get here in the BWAC, especially when it comes to these two teams. 6:45 to go, 12-7. Croswell Lexington with possession and leading. Reese Snow with it. Nice pass to the left side, and it rolls in with a favorable tip for the big man. Number 35, Alondo Mendoza with the two-point shot, making it 14-7. Laying it up to try to respond, Connor Jakubiak from the left side. No good. Rebound picked up by the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Are just hitting the board so well. They got at least two, three players right there in the paint as soon as the shot goes up. 14-7. Croswell Lexington leading with possession. Shane Slanik over to Mendoza, to Cameron Saunders to the right wing. Pass back to the left side, to the left elbow, actually, and active number three, be Nolan Campbell, the junior for Cross of Lexington. Slanik will hand it off to Mendoza to the left wing. Pass up top to Cameron Saunders, a sophomore playing the point guard position here. Back to Nolan Campbell. Got some young players out here really stepping up here tonight.
They're certainly sagging back in that 2-3 zone there. They're almost daring Croswell to shoot it.
Nolan Campbell trying to reset things at the point. Crampett's about to come back in here. It's 5.5 to go. It's 14-7. 14-7 lead with a 7-point lead. Nice job and just trying to find an open shot here. And I do believe the 3-second call. I think Maurice Noel hung out there a little bit too long. Explain that rule there for me.
So you have to be out of, you can only be in there 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. You got to come out of the paint.
Out of the paint.
It's
okay.
It's the Wilt Chamberlain law or rule.
Now, can you have 1 foot in and 1 foot out?
No.
No, it's a definite rule.
You got to completely leave it.
All right, Jackson Kohler for Yale. Top of the point, Monarch for three, hits the rim, no good, and Nolan Campbell with the rebound for Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Saunders was just asking, we're heading open look for three. No hold up, 14-7, we have a timeout call by Coach Lance Campbell. We'll be right back, 5-0-1 to go, 14-7, Croswell Lexington leading Yale. Coming out of the timeout after passing the ball around the perimeter, trying to find an open shot. Crosby Lexington gets caught for a travel at the top of the point, but Yale Bulldogs ball with a turnover. 4:35 to go, 14-7. Crosby Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs in high school boys basketball on WBGV 92.5. Cliff Amy with me. I'm Eddie Fury. Connor Jakubiak at the top of the point. Bounce pass down the right lane to the reverse. Layup good by Jackson Kohler. Made the last 4 points, make it 14-9.
The issue with him is he's one of those slow start, fast finish kind of players, and you got to watch him just to get him started. Once he gets going, he's almost impossible.
14-9 is your score. Pioneers with possession in the lead. They wanted the carry. Bounce pass to the high post from Campbell to Crampett. Over to the right corner for three. Saunders almost went in, popped out. Picked up by the Bulldogs. All stolen back by Reese Snow. He'll go for two, and he was fouled from behind. They thought it was a block on the ball, so it goes out of bounds.
Great hustle by Reese Knoll there to come back there. Get on the floor, got the loose ball, made an attack at the rim. Drew the foul on Jakubiak.
A little bit too much body to the body, and maybe the hand on the thumb of the basketball by Jakubiak on that foul call. Tough job for these officials. This is a third straight game, I believe you said, right?
Third straight game. They had the freshman game, the JV game.
First free throw, no good. First free throw, no good by Noel.
That's really a statement of what refereeing is like today. It's such a hard job. You can't win. People pay $5 to come in. Think they have the opportunity to abuse somebody.
15-9. That free throw good by Reese Noel. He gets a second one, 3:49 in counting. 6-point lead. 2-possession lead here for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Jackson Kohler for Yale in the paint. He'll hold up. Pass over to Brett Burrs in a 3-point shot for Connor Jakubiak. No good. Rebound. Croswell Lexington. Nolan Campbell coming down with a dribble. Was looking for a fast break. Looked around. He at least, vision was up ahead. Just couldn't find anybody. Open. Good job by the Yale Bulldogs to pull back defensively on that play. Saunders with the ball over to left corner. 3-point shot with a blooper. No good. By Max Noll. James Crampett's trying to save the ball.
Does. Puts it off a Yale Bulldog leg. It's going to stay with the Croslex Pioneers.
And what do you do? Bring it back in? And
threw it off the knee.
15-9, 3:09 to go here in the first half, second quarter. Croswell Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs. Inbounds pass from the right sideline corner. Over to Max Noll to the left wing. Cross-court pass to the right side. Pulling up to the point, Nolan Campbell. And back over to Noel, to the left elbow, shot for two. My favorite point of shot there. And James cramps it, puts it there for two, 17-9 from the left elbow.
That's his 12th point of the ballgame.
2:45 and counting. laying it up quickly. Rolls off the rim by Jackson Cole with a miss. Krause Lexington with the rebound. And a travel call there as he slid on the floor. Number three, Nolan Campbell, kind of did the splits there almost.
Both teams going to the bench. Big Country Ryan Fisher checking back into the ball game.
With that awesome mullet. Man, he grew it better than I did. He's got some good hype to him, too. 2:25 to go here in the first half. 17-9. Krause Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs. Connor Jakubiak with the ball. Go to the high post. Spins around. Leaning in and lays it up for two. No good. Rebound by James Krampus. All over the floor. Not only was shooting, but rebounding tonight. Bounce pass to the left side. Cam Saunders into the left wing. To the paint. Back out to Krampus. Cross court. For two for the floater. Number 25 with a miss. But Krause Lexington trying to pull down the rebound. And they do. And draw the foul.
That's Reese Noel again in there. Banging on the boards there, doing a nice job for the Pioneers.
Shane Slanik took that shot attempt. 1:59 to go. 17-9 Krause Lexington. That's the second foul for each team so far. Inbounds pass, non-shooting foul there. Mendoza gets it in to Noel. Krampus moving around the perimeter into the paint. Saunders with the dribble to the left wing to Mendoza. Mendoza pivots his way to the point. Over to the left side to Cameron Saunders for Krause Lexington. Down to a minute and 35 to go here in the first half. Saunders to the high post, into the paint, below the free throw line. He'll hold up. He is surrounded. And we had a whistle call here. And that was a what?
Travel underneath there by Cam Saunders.
Got surrounded by three Yale Bulldog defenders. Was trapped in a high post. So maybe took an extra pivot step, sliding. 1.5 to go here in the first half. 17-9, Krause Lexington Pioneers leading the Yale Bulldogs. Jakubiak, ball is stripped, but a whistle was called. Coach Lance Campbell very vocal disagreeing on that call.
Well, what he's saying here is that call came from across the court, right in front of another referee. What he's telling the referee is that is not your call to make. Exactly what he said.
You read lips pretty good.
Well, I know.
Among other things. Oh, Yale Bulldogs, an inbounds pass. It went into number 41, Ryan Fisher. Couldn't handle it, but he had a good defender on him in the right side of the glass and turns it over. So it'll be Krause Lexington Pioneer ball. They got three fouls with 1:10 to go here. Two fouls for Yale as a team. 17-9, Pioneers leading the Bulldogs. And a travel call, number 30, with the dribble, William Geiger, the junior. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball now. Geiger will come out. Campbell not happy that kind of mishandled that play there. The hard coach. 1 minute to go here in the first half, 17-9. Coach, would you have done that?
No comment.
Okay. Ryan Monarch. Makes a three, though, from the right corner. The answer, a long drop by Yale Bulldogs. Finally get some points. 17-12, back within five. 40 seconds to go here in the first half.
Yale switching the defense every time down the floor.
Saunders up for two on the left lane. He gets it for two, 19-12.
Nice strong move there for Saunders, going to the rim, finishing with the left hand.
Down to 25 seconds left here in the first half. 19-12, Krause Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs. It'll be Jackson Kohler hanging on with a dribble, trying to waste some time, maybe get a last-second shot here before the end of the half. 19-12 is your score. The Pioneers leading the Bulldogs. Here goes Jackson Kohler to the right wing. He's double-teaming that area. He'll move to the left side. Looking at the clock, down to 5 seconds. Out to number 24 for three. Misses, hits the rim. Fisher has it for 1 second. Turnaround jumper for two. Can't knock it in. At the end of the first half, it's 19-12. Krause Lexington leading by seven. Against the Yale Bulldogs. Krause leading Yale 19-12. We'll be back. Our MHSA This Week in High School Sports coming your way. Some halftime stats, among other comments on this game, here on WBGV 92.5. Krause Lexington leading Yale Bulldogs in high school boys basketball 19-12. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. It's the halftime. Crosby Lexington leading 19-12 against the Yale Bulldogs. First half stats here and notes from Cliff Amy. What do you got?
Scoring, let's go right to the Yale Bulldogs. Jackson Kohler has 4. Ryan Monarch has 6, 2 3-pointers, and Blake Bear has, our Bar that is, has 2 points. On the other side, the Crosby Pioneers, Cam Saunders with 2 points. James Krampitz
yep.
has 10. Max Knoll with 4. Reese Knoll with 1. And Alondo Mendoza with 2 points. Croslex 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Yale is 2 for 2. Notes for the first half there. Defensively, if you're the Croslex Pioneers, you've limited a very offensive team to 12 points in that first half. Great defense. A little bit of the lids on the basket for the Yale Bulldogs, but you've done a great job of winning the limiting the one shot, not second shots, and also winning the 50-50 plays, meaning that's the loose balls on the floor. And you see the Croslex Pioneers really right now just out hustling the Yale Bulldogs.
You know, I think the score would be a little bit more higher too, if not for those missed shots by Crosby Lexington. At least 3 good looks they had. Otherwise, I think it'd be about 6 more points in there.
Old coach,
25-12.
Old coach adage right now. They come out to see how you play in the first couple minutes coming out of the halftime here. If Yale comes out, lays an egg, doesn't play very well, it's going to look very good for the Croslex Pioneers.
A lot on the line for Yale Bulldogs as well as Crosby Lexington, and I'm sure Emily City's keeping an eye on this game. They got their own game to worry about as well. Over to the right side to open up the third quarter, the Yale Bulldogs. They're down 19-12, up for a shot for 2 down the right lane. Number 3, Ryan Marnark, to get the first points in the third quarter. It's 19-14. 7:40 to go here.
Nice strong take, Yale, for the Yale Bulldogs. They're coming out in a 2-3 zone here against the Pioneers. Another travel up top. That's the third one with the dragging of the pivot.
Turnover by Crosby Lexington gives the ball back to the Yale Bulldogs. Number 41, Ryan Fisher, throwing the ball in from the right sideline in the Jackson Kohler, number 0 for the Yale Bulldogs. He takes a jumper, short jumper inside the right wing. No good. Cameron Saunders with the rebound for Crosby Lexington. Races his way back, hands the ball off to Nolan Campbell, to Max Knoll to the left corner, and back to Campbell at the point. Yale Bulldogs talking to each other, directing defensively traffic out there to not leave any spot open in the paint.
Passive, very passive 2-3 zone here for the Yale Bulldogs.
Lexington Pioneers with the possession. Max Knoll up for 2 from the left corner. Slapping her away is Ryan Fisher. And apparently it's Crosby Lexington ball.
Good hustle there by both teams there.
6:45 to go, 19-14. Crosby Lexington to the left side of the baseline of the glass. Max Knoll to throw it in. Gets it in to Nolan Campbell to the left wing. He'll go to the high post. Down the right lane for 2. High against the glass, no good. Rebound, Jackson Kohler. It's a 5-4 situation quickly. Ryan Marnark will do a head fake for 3. Takes a short jumper. No, a long jumper for 2 for the right corner and knocks it in. He's got back-to-back shots to open up here. It's 19-16. Down to a 1-possession lead. Marnark with the shot.
4 points here to start the third quarter for Monarch. We talked about it coming out of the halftime here. Watch and see how the teams play in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter.
You predicted this. Cross court pass, to the other right wing side from Saunders. Back to Max Knoll. Max Knoll into the paint. Waiting for it. Reese Knoll. Knoll to Knoll for 2.
Great pass.
First point scored for Cross Lexington, making it 21-16. 5:50 mark. And a turnover by the Yale Bulldogs. Looks like that caught for the carry.
Got caught with that. Turning the ball over on the inside. So,
Coach Garnett Kohler talking in the ear, quietly, explaining the rules maybe,
Not going to change the call, but he might not get that to go against him the next time down.
5:40 to go, 21-16, Pioneers ball, and they lead by 5. Within 3 at one point, Yale Bulldogs. Mishandled dribble by Krampitz, and Jackson Kohler will pick it up, take advantage of it. Long shot for 3, tip at a point. Hits the rim, picked up for the rebound. Cameron Saunders for Croswell Lexington. He'll go to the high post to the paint. He'll hold up left corner. And Nolan Campbell will drive down the baseline. He gets tripped up by Fisher, I believe.
Good strong move. That's going to be Jakubiak with the foul.
5:14 to go in the third quarter. 21-16. Croswell Lexington leading Yale. To Krampitz at the top. Pass over to the left side to Cameron Saunders. He'll hold up the left wing to the high post. Noel will take the shot for two. Rolls around the rim, no good. Ryan Marnark gets the rebound for Yale Bulldogs. 21-16 into Fisher, right side. Nice pass from the free throw line to the right side of the glass. Fisher waiting for it, and he knocks it in for two. 21-18. Croswell Lexington with the ball. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Into the paint, Saunders, right side, jumper for two, rolls around the rim, no good. Rebound, Ryan Marnark for Yale. Over to Jackson Kohler, the right side of the floor. Jackson Kohler still with the dribble around the perimeter. It's 21-18 at the high post to the paint. Moving in, leaning in with the shoulder. He'll get it back. At the ball is knocked loose, and he'll knock it in for two. It's 21-20. Shot by Kohler.
Just tenacious offensively on that attack at the basket.
Croswell Lexington lead down by one now. In the third quarter, down to 4 minutes left, 21-20. Jumper for two, right elbow, no good. Rebound, number 22, Connor Jakubiak for the Yale Bulldogs. Ryan Marnark with the ball at the right wing. Three-point range will hold up. Into the paint, holds up to Jakubiak. Spin around, layup for two, no good. Rebound with the reverse layup for the offensive putback for two, and it's the first lead of the game. Yale Bulldogs, Ryan Fisher makes it in. 22-21, we'll be right back after a timeout called by Croswell Lexington. All right, an electric atmosphere on a Thursday night. 22-21, Yale Bulldogs crawling down 19-12 at the half. They lead with 10 points. 22-21 here, Cliff.
10-2 run, we talked about it, coming out of the half. A few adjustments here, four that I've seen so far offensively for the Yale Bulldogs. They're crashing the glass a little better than they did that first half. Croswell Lexington has had some opportunities there. They just haven't had the ball fall in the rim.
All right, Croswell Lexington will open up with possession on the inbounds pass. No pressure by Yale. They lead by 22-21. One-point lead for the Yale Bulldogs. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Laying it up for two, good by Croswell Lexington to take back the lead, 23-22. Who got that one?
Krampitz.
At the 3:25 mark, Yale with possession. Aiden Corlden over to Ryan Marnark to the right wing for three, no good. Putback attempt, it's blocked. Loose ball picked up and stolen away back for the Yale Bulldogs, trying to jump up for two by Corlden after the mishandle by number 15, Blake Barr. And Croswell Lexington will come up with a rebound after that missed shot. Saunders over to number 25 for three, no good by Shane Slanik. Loose ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. After trying to save him going out of bounds was Mendoza. 2:50 to go, it's 23-22. Croswell Lexington leading by one, taking back the lead due to Krampitz's shot. Jackson Kohler coming down with the dribble for Yale. 23-22, Croswell Lexington leading Yale. Over to the right side. Back up top to Corlden, to number four in the game, Andrew Hubbard, and the Ryan Marnark left wing. Hands it off to Corlden. Jackson Kohler, he overran it, couldn't handle the pass, turns it over and picks it up to Saunders for two, no good. Rebound though, Croswell Lexington. We have a jump ball in favor of Croswell Lexington.
Nice job there by Shane Slanik for the Pioneers to come there and crash the boards.
Substitution, Saunders will come out. Coming in as number 21, Max Knoll. Ryan Marnark will come out. Coming in as number two here momentarily. And they will get him in, Brett Burrs. In for number 15, Blake Barr for Yale. About three or four substitutions in that sequence. Croswell Lexington inbounds on their side of the floor. Nolan Campbell, frustrated, hands the ball off to Shane Slanik. Back to Campbell. moves in down the left lane, will hold up, pitches it out to Mendoza. He'll go to the high post, right lane, pitches it out to Krampus, right side. Krampus trying to move in at the right low block. Be another jump ball in favor of Yale Bulldogs. Good job by number two to come up from behind Brett Burrs.
Nice job there. Hustle there from the Yale Bulldogs.
There was two defenders on that right side of the glass, and then from behind, Burrs came up, snuck up behind him, and just tried to grab that ball. Yale Bulldogs ball. Jackson Kohler down the left lane. Traveled as he kind of went up and down, trying to get the ball off in the air. Just good defense on blocking that eventual drive to the left side of the glass by Croswell. They'll get possession back. 1:40 to go, 23-22. Croswell Lexington leading by one against the Yale Bulldogs.
Switching the defense again here, back to man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs.
Nolan Campbell over to Mendoza, right corner. To Shane Slanik, he'll hold up, back to Mendoza, the right corner. Left side to Max Noe, and he got caught. I almost thought he got caught for the travel, but he was fouled.
Bumped on it, yep.
Because of that.
Wouldn't have traveled if he wasn't fouled.
And that's with the two fouls now as a team. Mendoza trying to get the inbounds pass, but a quick shot left side of the glass, no good. It's kind of deflected, and Yale Bulldogs will come up the steal. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter. The number four, Andrew Hubbard, Jackson Kohler on the left side. He'll move into the dribble. Back to the left wing for three. No good. Connor Kubiak. Whistle was called. And Brett Burrs gets called for the foul. Tried to grab the ball and slap it around. And Garnett Kohler made a disagreeable call, but he was proud of the hustle there.
Yeah, he got over top of him. There's no question on that.
Coming in is number three, Ryan Marnark. Brett Burrs coming back out. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 23-22. Croswell Lexington hanging on to the one-point lead, and they have possession. Max Noe with it. To the left side, left wing. Still holds up in that perimeter. Hands out to James Krampus, and he had an open look there, Cliff, to the left side of the glass.
A little give and go there. The pass is just a little hot. Couldn't handle it. It's going to be Yale Bulldogs. So you're seeing a little bit of full court pressure here for the Croswell Pioneers.
43 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass and feeling that pressure, as you noted, is Croswell Lexington putting it on Yale. Jackson Kohler across the timeline with 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Pass back to Kohler for number four, Andrew Hubbard. Down to 23 seconds. 23-22. Croswell Lexington leading Yale down to 16 seconds and counting. Jackson Kohler with the ball. Coach Kohler telling the team to hold on.
We'll play for the last shot here.
Jackson Kohler to the left side for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, though, by Yale. Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Last second shot for three. Good! Good! Jackson Kohler at the last second from the top of the point. Gets the three and takes the lead 25-23 at the end of the third quarter. We'll be right back. One more frame to go. Yale takes the lead, 25-23. Starting off the fourth quarter, the last second shot for three by Yale Bulldogs to take the lead, 25-23 by Jackson Kohler from Andrew Hubbard. As we start off the fourth quarter, Croswell Lexington opens up. Third quarter, what'd you like?
I like the effort offensively for the Yale Bulldogs. We talked about the energy and the effort.
And right there, Croswell responds in the fourth to tie it up. 25-25. Krampus again having a game tonight.
14 points here.
And Yale turns the ball over. Croswell Lexington takes the ball away. 7.5 to go here. 25 all. And another steal by Yale Bulldogs, but whistle was called. After Croswell Lexington had taken it, we'll see who gets the foul. I think it'll be Croswell getting the foul.
It'll be Slanik on the foul there. It was Kohler got the rebound, and Slanik put a little too much pressure on him. It's going to go back to the Yale Bulldogs.
Yale Bulldogs ball. Again, the pressure looks like, is it man-to-man?
Man-to-man.
For Croswell Lexington defense. Jackson Kohler with the ball over to the right wing will hold up. Still dribbling in that same area. Takes a shot for three, sinks that one, back-to-back threes, 28-25, Yale Bulldogs take back the lead. 7 minutes to go. Kohler with the three-point shot.
Too good to be too quiet, too long.
You said this. Starkchild slow in the first half and then picks it up here in the second half. And a nice shot for two. Went down the middle of the paint by number 21, Max Snow, for Croswell-Lexington, 28-27. For two, Ryan Monarch. He enters back to the right side of the glass. 30-27. It's heating up here in the fourth. 6.5 to go. Up for two. No, to the right corner for three. Did he get three? Yes! 30-30. All tied up. Timeout called. Cameron Saunders with a three-point shot for the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Timeout was called by Croswell-Lexington. Three-point shot by Saunders. Cameron Saunders of Croswell-Lexington. 30-30. Second tie in this fourth quarter.
I've watched him play here over the last couple of years. If he can just get where he can hit that with some consistency, he's going to be a terrific player. He can get to the rim almost all the time. He's got great handles. If he can shoot the ball, he's going to be a nightmare for people.
What is he, about a 5'7", 5'6 player about my size maybe?
Nah, he's probably about 2 inches taller than you at 5'8".
Anybody's taller than me. I tend to find that I'm shrinking as I get older. Jackson Kohler for two, lays it in to open up the scoring and takes back the lead, 32-30.
Offense is getting spaced better for the Yale Bulldogs, creating gaps.
32-30. Missed shot by Croswell-Lexington. Ball taken away by the Yale Bulldogs. They lead by two, 32-30. Big shot there for the Yale Bulldogs. Who got that one?
That was Jackson Kohler yet again.
Fired up here, 34-30. Turnover at Croswell-Lexington. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball with 5:41 to go.
Slanik going to check back in, going to give Kohler, try to play defense on Kohler. He's got 8 points here in the fourth quarter.
Number four, Andrew Hubbard coming in with the dribble. Bounce pass to Kohler, driving the basket. Hands it off to the left side to number 24, Aiden Corldon. And a timeout call by Croswell-Lexington. Nice bounce pass by Kohler, sharing the ball, 36-30. Yale with the lead with 5:25 to go. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Little John's been everywhere. He was at the Super Bowl, and now he's in the gym here. Usher the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl. An overtime win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Prayers out to the people there in Kansas City, unfortunately. 36-30 here. Yale Bulldogs leading by six. Stolen away by the Yale Bulldogs after the timeout call by Croswell-Lexington. It's 5:10 to go here in the game.
Came out of the timeout into a switch defense. It was a 1-2-2 kind of a trapping zone. Got the turnover back to the Yale Bulldogs.
Jackson Kohler with the dribble. The right wing for three. He misses that one. Rebound picked up by the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. He had a defender in front of him, trying to take the shot over him. Reaching in with the foul, I do believe it was Kohler on number 25, Shane Slanik. 4:50 to go in the game. 36-30, Yale Bulldogs leading Croswell-Lexington. For the majority of this game, through almost 3.5 quarters, Croswell-Lexington had led. Croswell-Lexington ball, Saunders down the left lane, shot is blocked, whistle is called. We'll have a foul.
Got away with one right up there. He shuffled his feet right away. The referee did not call it. Made a nice strong move to the hoop. He's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Is that an NBA third step maybe? Or four steps?
It was a miss of the first step.
Okay. Saunders will go to the free throw line. First free throw good. 36-31. Free throw is very important for Croswell-Lexington in this one. 4:40 to go. Second free throw, no good. Rebound picked up by the Yale Bulldogs. Almost trapped in the right corner, but Kohler escapes to the right corner for Monarch for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by James Krampitz for the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. 4:23 to go. It's 36-31. Croswell-Lexington with possession. Mendoza with it. 4:15 to go in the game. Shane Slanik with the dribble for Croswell-Lexington. Ryan Monarch defending him. Bounces the pass over to Max Noll. Noll trying to post up, left low block. Ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Ryan Monarch. Can he get the layup for two? Up and good. 38-31. Yale Bulldogs with the lead, 3:52 to go. Monarch with a two-point shot after the steal. Laid it up for two. Saunders answers back on the left side of the glass. 38-33. 3:36 to go and counting. Yale Bulldogs with possession. Jackson Fuller with it with 3.5. 38-33, five-point lead for Yale. Monarch, head fake for three. Dishes it off to Jakubiak down the right lane. Had a look, but a defender in front of him misses it. And Pioneers will pick up the rebound and turns the ball over. Shane Slanik, intended for Max Snow, was not expecting it to the left corner.
Just trying to get it up there. Just the not in sync with his teammate. Kind of an unforced turnover here. Still lots of ball game here to play.
3:18 to go. It's 38-33. Five-point lead here for the Yale Bulldogs. They get it inbounds. It'll be Jackson Kohler retrieving it for possession. Laying it up for two. Put back by Connor Jakubiak with the putback and draws the foul. He'll go to the line for the three-point play. 40-33.
Jakubiak been very quiet. One of their better players. That's his first 2 points of the ball game.
Your second chance points, all important here. And he played it to a T. 3:11 to go. Jakubiak with the three-point play is no good. Can't get that one. And it'll be rebound, Croswell Lexington. Cameron Saunders at the right wing. Slides it over to the left side. Max Nowov at the left corner. Down the baseline. Loses the ball from behind. Kohler will pick it up to Jakubiak. Fast break, 2-on-1, over the right side. Monarch will be fouled from behind. And a good job there by the Yale Bulldogs. That was number 24 on the left side, Aiden Quarledon. It was a 2-on-1 situation, and he waited, got over to Monarch. Monarch hesitated and drew the foul. First free throw, though, is a miss. Croswell Lexington has three fouls as a team. Two for Yale. 2:50 to go here in the game. First free throw, no good. Second free throw, no good. Back-to-back misses for Monarch. And rebound, Croswell Lexington. Lays it up for two. No, it does not go in. He'll draw the foul, however, as Cameron Saunders for Croswell Lexington, the left side of the glass.
Doing a really nice job of attacking the rim.
And he'll go to the free throw line. That's the third foul now for Yale. Each team has three fouls as a team with 2:43 to go in the game. 7-point lead for Yale Bulldogs. Make that a 6-point lead. 40-34. Saunders making the important free throw. 2:43 to go in the game. Second free throw is good. 40-35. Two possession lead for Yale. Inbounds pass. Full court pressure applied by the Croswell Lexington Pioneers, and you got it in. The 5-second call, not in time, and Croswell Lexington will have the ball underneath their own basket on the baseline after Yale could not get anybody in there. But was there a timeout?
Nope.
Okay.
Good pressure there by the Pioneers there to force the turnover, get the ball back underneath their own basket.
Croswell Lexington with possession. Saunders for three, right corner, good! 40-38, Saunders with a three-point shot.
Coming alive here in the fourth. There's 11 points here in the fourth.
Stolen away by Croswell Lexington with the steal. 40-38. Reese Noah pass over to Nolan Cable. Hands it off to Saunders, who has a hot hand. He'll go to the right corner. Underneath the basket for two. No good. Rebound after the miss by Ryan Monarch. And he'll slow it down. Crosses the timeline. Right side. Will hold up. Right wing. Pass up top to Connor Jakubiak. Under 2 minutes to go in the game.
Two-point ball game. 40-38. Yale on top with the basketball.
Yale Bulldogs with the lead. We have a timeout called by the Yale Bulldogs. 40-38, 1:49 to go. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM High School Boys Basketball. All right, welcome back. Travis Kelce's song is on the air here, huh?
Can't
got to fight for your right to stay in the ball game? Is that what you're...
The Beastie Boys. 40-38, fourth quarter. Yale leads with 1:49 to go in the game. A run here by the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. However, they were down 40-33 at the 2:50 mark.
Cam Saunders scoring 11 points there in the fourth quarter.
Yale Bulldogs left sideline on their side of the floor to get it inbounds. And they do to Jackson Kohler from number 24, Aiden Corldon. Kohler takes a shot for two, and he swishes that one right in the middle of the right lane for two. It's 42-38. Ending that drought since the 3:11 mark with 1:35 to go in the game and counting. Saunders at the high post, spins over to Nolan Campbell. Left corner, Max Knoll lays it up for two. Good. 42-40. Knoll making it with 1:20 to go in the game. Yale Bulldogs lead down to two. He'll hang on to it, being defended by Cameron Saunders. 1:05 to go in the game. Now the number 24, Aiden Corldon, to Connor Jakubiak, to Ryan Marnark at the left wing. He'll go to the high post, into the paint. Head fake for two, no good. It's picked up by Crosby Lexington defensively for the rebound. 42-40 is your score. Yale leading by two in a timeout call with 45 seconds to go. Yale leads 42-40. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. It is 42-40. We have 45 seconds left. Crosby Lexington calling the timeout, and they'll have possession. It's 42-40, Yale leading.
Well, I think you're going to see Cam Saunders with the ball in his hand going through the rim. Get some spacing here for the Crosby Pioneers. But you know what? Do not look past Max Knoll. He's made two nice moves to the hoop here in this fourth quarter.
Or maybe Krampus could come back here.
Krampus has been a little quiet here, but he's still having a heck of a ball game.
All right, coming out of the timeout, 42-40, 45 seconds left in the game. Crosby Lexington will open up a possession on their side of the floor from the left sideline. Cameron Saunders to throw it in. 42-40 is your score. Yale with the lead. Inbounds pass here for Crosby Lexington into the backcourt to Nolan Campbell. Coming down to 40 seconds. Nolan Campbell with the dribble. He'll go to the left side. Slide his way back over to left wing and back to the point. To the right side. Hands it off to Saunders. Saunders moving in to the high post to the paint. He'll hold up. Bounce pass to Reese Snow. And back over to number three, Nolan Campbell. Down to 20 seconds. Maybe holding for a last second shot, possibly. Down to 16 seconds. 15 seconds. Up for two. Lays it in and does it! 10 seconds to go in the game. It's all tied up, 42-42. Jackson Kohler, loose ball picked up. Who has it? It's picked up by Crosby Lexington. Last second shot, half court, no good. And we're going to overtime. 42-42, all tied up. And that last shot made by who?
The last shot was made by coach's son, Nolan Campbell.
To tie it up, 10 seconds to go in the game, and Yale had a chance but then got disheveled there and just got a little bit of a panic there and turned the ball over. Crosby Lexington take the ball, half-court shot, no good, but it's 42-42. We got a whole new 4 minutes. We'll be right back in overtime. Now we're in, sounds like we're in Michigan now, Wolverine Stadium. We're in overtime, though. It's 42-42. All tied up, all due to Nolan Campbell.
Yeah, nice move at the end there. Finished, it was on the left side, finished with a little dipsy doodle, right-handed up off the glass. Terrific basketball game here tonight.
42 all, and we have a whole new game. End of regulation, we're going to overtime. Mr. Brightside is here on a Thursday night high school boys basketball on the BWAC. Open it up with the jump ball in the center circle. James Krampitz up against Connor Jakubiak, and winning the jump ball is Krause Lexington. In overtime, 42-42, 3:50 to go here. Krause Lexington moving from right to left and loses the ball, but picking it back right back up is Max Snow, off the, almost losing it. We have a three-second call.
Really hard call to make at this stage of the game, but he made that.
It'll be a turnover. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. 42-42. Jackson Kohler with possession. And then dribbling up against defense against Cameron Saunders. 3.5 to go.
Sophomore versus sophomore.
Pass over to the right side to Connor Jakubiak for Yale. 42-42. We're in overtime. First overtime. Back to the point. We'll hand it off to Jackson Kohler now for Yale Bulldogs to the left side. Pick being set for Jackson Kohler. He'll hold up. He'll go to the paint. He is double teamed. And we have a foul on Krause Lexington. Reese Knoll. That's four fouls now.
Next one they're going to shoot.
Inbounds pass. Up for two. Good. Right away for Ryan Marnark, the number 22 cutter, Jakubiak to the left side and for the baseline. And in overtime, taking the lead, 44-42, Yale Bulldogs. Down to 2:50 to go in the game and counting. Krause Lexington down by two, 44-42. Cameron Saunders, a pass over to Nolan Campbell. He'll go down the left lane, try to get the ball over to Reese Snow to the right side. Can't handle it. Out of bounds, a defender right between them. 2:38 to go. It's 44-42. Yale will have possession here to get the inbounds pass. And they get it in. Feeling the pressure by the Krause Lexington Pioneers. Racing his way down is number four, Andrew Hubbard. Over to Jackson Kohler. 44-42. Yale with the lead in overtime. 2:25 to go.
Yep, great call there. Lost his balance there. Got to the rim. That was Jackson Kohler. Getting to the rim, lost his balance, and fell down.
So it'll be a turnover. He had trouble because two Pioneers defenders are right there. And as you said, just like he's off balance because of the defenders caused him to do that. Overplayed it, 44-42. Krause Lexington gets the ball back after the turnover by Yale. Krampitz with the ball. Over to Campbell to the right side to the point. Around the perimeter, three-point range. Down to 2 minutes and counting. Saunders with the ball at the right wing. To the high post. Out to Mendoza. He'll pull out to the point. 1:50 to go in the overtime. 44-42, Yale Bulldogs with the lead against Krause Lexington. Saunders, floater for two, does not roll in. Ryan Marnark with the rebound for the Yale Bulldogs. Four fouls for Krause Lexington, three for Yale. Doesn't know, I don't know, does it carry over or stays with the fouls right now? If you go in overtime, is it reset? It will carry over, okay. 1:25 to go now in the game. Yale with possession and leading by two, 44-42. Ryan Marnark gets it into Kohler. Kohler underneath for two, does not get it. Does not get the roll in. And a foul by Jackson Kohler.
Got a really great look there. He just tried to finger roll a little bit too much English off the glass there. And
tried to get the rebound but committed the foul. So that'll be four fouls for each team. One more for either team. They'll go to the free throw line. Timeout called. 1:07 to go. 44-42. Yale Bulldogs leading the Krause Lexington Pioneers. It'll be a full timeout. We'll be right back here on 92.5. Some Black Eyed Peas on the speakers here at Krause Lexington High School. 44-42. Coming out of the timeout, Krause Lexington calling the timeout. They're down by two in overtime, our first overtime. 1 minute, 7 seconds to go here in the game. Yale leads 44-42. And Krause Lexington will have possession. They'll throw it in from the left sideline. On their side of the floor, and they get it in to Cameron Saunders. Down the left lane, Krampitz for two, and he knocks it in with the hook.
Great timeout for Croswell there, getting a set play.
Krampitz with the two, with 50 seconds and counting. Could be the last second shot here. Don't want to foul. It'll be your fifth for either team. Down to 40 seconds, 44-44. Down to 35 seconds, 44-44. Jackson Kohler hanging on with the dribble for the Yale Bulldogs. Will we go to an extra OT, or will this be the winner?
He won't pass it this time. The last time he had an opportunity just before the end of regulation, went to the basket, tried to pass out of it. I rarely doubt he'll pass out of it this time.
Down to 15 seconds and counting. Now he moves down to 10 seconds. Pick set for him. Can he get one? He'll go to the left side. Down to 5 seconds for three. No good. And we're going to an extra overtime. 44-44 is your score to our second overtime. All tied up. We'll be right back. Miley Cyrus. Pilot Party in the USA. Song's very addictive, by the way, so.
Again, no comment.
Okay, there isn't a week I don't hear it. Jump ball is won by Crosby Lexington. And they'll have possession. We're in our second overtime, 44-44. Cameron Saunders around the right lane. Takes a shot for two. Knocks it in with the swish. 46-44. Saunders with the 2 point. And Yale Bulldogs down to their side of the floor. Jackson Kohler with it. Pass off the left side. Almost lost it. Mendoza. Back to Kohler now. The high post down the right for two. Lays it in. 46-46. Another tie.
Sophomores going at one another right now. Both defending one another and offensively attacking one another.
Shot for two in the middle of the floor. Good by Max Knoll to respond. And Crosby Lexington takes back the lead, 48-46. 3 minutes left in the second overtime. For three, Jakubiak, no good. Rebound, though, by Yale. Racing his way to the left side was Quirlden. To Jackson Kohler, he is fouled in the middle of the paint. And that's five fouls now for Crosby Lexington. The officials are going to talk about this.
Well, I don't think there was any question on the foul. It was the right call.
Five fouls now. 2:48 to go. And it's 48-46. Crosby Lexington with the lead. Jackson Kohler for Yale on the free throw line. First free throw good. 48-47. Second free throw attempt coming up. Ties it up. 48-48. Back-to-back free throws. Another tie. Kohler making the back-to-back free throws. Five fouls now on Croswell. Four on Yale. 2:39 to go in the game and counting. 48-48, Crosby Lexington with possession. Over to the left corner. Swinging it over to the right side to Nolan Campbell from Crampitz. He'll move to the point. Back to Crampitz to the left wing. He'll dribble to the point and shifts it over to Saunders to the right side to Max Knoll, who made the last two to tie it up or take the lead for Croswell, to Saunders to the left wing. 2:05 and counting. Over to the right wing to Max Knoll.
Just kind of backing it out, being a little patient here. Maybe he can play for the last if they can.
Crampitz to Campbell. Back to Max Knoll to the right to Crampitz again. Just passing it around. 1:43 to go, 48-48. Left lane, up for two, and no good. Rebound by Quirlden.
Got the shot they wanted. They got the ball entered on the low block. Crampitz missed it. Defensive rebound for the Bulldogs.
And Yale Bulldogs will have it. Jackson Kohler pointing the finger with the official to his father and coach for the timeout. 1:25 to go in the game of the second overtime. 48-48, all tied up. We'll be right back. All right, and I had to come back because Cliff likes this one.
Yeah, a little more age appropriate for me.
I won't say how old. I won't say how old I am. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
What a terrific game here on February night. Both teams battling. Got to give credit. You got to take your hats off to the Croslex Pioneers. They're undermanned here tonight. Yeah. They're missing three starters or three people that are deep in their rotation and just giving everything they have to stay in this ballgame.
48-48, 1:25 to go. Yale Bulldogs call the timeout. There's 5,000 in Croswell Lexington. We've already seen on that fifth foul, Jackson Kohler for Yale take the lead with those, or actually tied it up with the free throws. And they'll have possession to throw it in here with 1:25 to go in the game. 48-48 in their second overtime. Gets it into the backcourt to Jackson Kohler. Cameron Saunders on defense on Kohler with 1:17 to go in the game of second overtime. Kohler out to Marnock for three. Swish! 51-48. Monarch with the three-point shot at the 1:08 mark. It's a three-point lead now for the Yale Bulldogs. Down to under a minute to go. Croswell Lexington with possession. Cameron Saunders at the point. Trying to move in. He'll go to the high post. Over to Max Snow, left side. He'll go to the point. Back to the Krampus for three. Good! Answer back! 40.9 seconds to go. 51-51, another tie. Three-point shot by Krampus. Are you kidding me, Cliff? We'll be right back. Timeout called. All right, welcome back here. Timeout. Krampus for Croswell Lexington, a three-point shot to answer back and tie it up. After Ryan Marnark had a three-point shot. We got 40 seconds left in the game. Yale Bulldogs will have possession. All tied up, 51-51 in our second overtime. Great game on a Thursday night.
Great ball game here. It's going to be Yale Bulldogs ball. 40 seconds to go. Ball's going to be in Jackson Kohler's hands.
Pressure applied by Croswell Lexington. Jackson Kohler coming down with the dribble. 35 seconds to go in the second overtime. Saunders on defense on him. Under 30 seconds to go. Moves around the floor. Down to 20 seconds. 51-51.
Defensive switched out here. Slanik is on him right now. They're switching all screens back to Saunders.
Down to 10 seconds. Second overtime, 51-51. Jackson Kohler makes his move. He'll pull back. Down to 2 seconds. Long shot for three, no good. We're going to a third overtime. Third overtime, 51-51. Couldn't find an open look shot. Couldn't get to the paint. Defense by Pioneers prevented that. We'll be right back. Winning the jump ball is Croswell Lexington up for two. Good. Down the right lane from Krampus. With the assist of Nolan Campbell, as we go to the third overtime, they take the lead 53-51 at the 3:40 mark. Croswell Lexington.
Good to see Campbell attacking the rim there. He's done a nice job here late in the ballgame getting at the rim.
Yale possession. Down the right lane. He'll hold up. Jackson Kohler for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. And rebound, Krampus again. Big rebound there with 3:15 to go. Kohler missing at three. 53-51, 3:06 to go. No one's had a four-point lead yet, a three-point lead by a possession. Well, 3 minutes to go here in our overtime. Third overtime, Croswell Lexington leading 53-51. Two losses in league play for Yale. They have a one-game lead right now. And if Emily City wins and Yale loses, it'll be a tie for second. And Croswell Lexington right behind him with four losses. And anything can happen here in the next three games for the rest of the season. 2:35 to go.
Exactly the way you want it. You want to be playing well and have to play well at the end of the season to get a league title.
Croswell Lexington still with possession. Down to 2:25 to go in the third overtime. They lead by two, 53-51. Nolan Campbell with the dribble. Defending him is Andrew Hubbard. And now the pass handed off to Cameron Saunders. Oh, Croswell Lexington goes to the high post. Holds up. Max No for three. Good! 56-51. Three-point shot for Max Knoll. Three-point shot, Monarch. No good. Rebound, Croswell Lexington, Cameron Saunders. And a foul. That's the fifth foul for Yale. 1:48 to go. 56-51. And on the free throw line, 4.5-point lead here for Croswell Lexington. Cameron Saunders on the free throw line here for Croswell. Free throw good. 57-51. 6-point lead, 2-possession lead for Croswell Lexington. Saunders for Croswell Lexington with a free throw. Second free throw good. It's a 3-possession lead. 58-51. How big was that free throw there, Cliff?
Real big, you know, just the patience offensively waiting to get what you needed for the Croslex Pioneers was really nice on that last possession.
58-51, timeout called. We'll be right back.
And you know he didn't run it up.
All right. And now Usher, your Super Bowl Entertainment with Lil Jon with Yeah. Saw some roller skating dancing at that Super Bowl. 1:48, super game here in third overtime. 3-possession lead, 58-51. Croswell Lexington, timeout was called by Yale. We got 1:40 left to try to tie it up or take the lead, but 3-possession lead up for two quickly, no good. Put back, no good. Croswell Lexington comes out with possession. And it's Cameron Saunders. A foul called. Kohler thought he nicked the ball out of his hands there, but official had a better look at it. He calls a whistle and goes to the free throw line. Cameron Saunders with 1:29 to go in the game. Sixth foul on Yale. Saunders on the free throw line. It's 58-51 and 59-51. Saunders making three straight free throws to extend this lead for Croswell Lexington. Second free throw, four straight free throws, 9-point lead for Croswell Lexington in their third overtime.
Got to go here offensively, they can't hesitate.
Down to 1:19 to go, Yale possession. He will be caught for the travel. Going to the right side of the glass, Jackson Kohler questioning the call.
Thought he was bumped there.
Inbounds pass from the baseline, full court pressure by Yale. Trying to get the ball away from Saunders, triple teamed him, and they do take it away. Ryan Monarch, but loses the ball. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be stays Yale ball. But timeout called by Croswell Lexington. So the officials are going to talk now with 1 minute, 5 seconds to go.
These calls become so critical at the end, but it's a 9-point ball game right now.
There was a whistle before the other whistle down here, I think down here. So possession will stay with Yale, but his whistle went off first. Coach Kohler says, so who got the call first? That whistle went first, I think.
I think so, too. But, again, it's 9 points here. This possession isn't making a difference in the ball game. It's been the last two or three possessions before this.
9-point lead here for Croswell Lexington. So I'm kind of see who's going to get the ball here. The time first, I heard the whistle on one side of the official saying the ball went out.
I'm going to see who's going to get the ball. So
right.
The ball's going to be down at the opposite end.
And Coach Campbell says he called the timeout before the ball was in possession of Croswell Lexington at the time. They were battling for the ball there. Now they're going to talk it over here in front of us.
We talked about the refereeing crew here. They were here for their freshman game. They were here for the JV game. They're here for the varsity game. They're here for another game, the overtime game.
Yes. This is three overtime. It's 4 minutes, yeah. Half of a quarter.
Another quarter and a half.
But a half, yeah. Basically a half. Yeah. 60-51 is your score. Cross Lexington leading the Yale Bulldogs in our third overtime. So we're going to find out who has possession here. It is 60-51.
It's going to be Croswell ball.
It is Croswell ball. Okay. Inbounds pass, full court pressure applied by the Yale Bulldogs. With a minute left, they're going to hang on to it. And yeah, just hang on to the ball because that forces Yale to stop you. You've already got plus now seven fouls, and they're going to the free throw line, so win it at the line at the charity stripe.
Sure does look like it's going to be a really big win for the Croslex Pioneers. We talked about it. I really didn't think it was going to go this way, to be honest, with them being having three players out of the rotation.
First free throw good by Max Snow, making it 61-51. A 10-point lead in the third overtime. 57.7 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw good, 62-51. No, those free throws. Yale with possession, long range for three, hits the back of the glass, no good. Croswell Lexington will get the rebound after the miss. Krampitz with it, and he will just hang on to the ball. He had an open look for a glass for two, and he'll be fouled by Kohler and go to the free throw line with 41.8 seconds to go in the game. And this one, I'm going to say, is going to be in the bag here for Croswell Lexington in the third overtime. James Krampitz on the free throw line. And free throw good. 63-51. Krampitz with that free throw. A lot to overcome for Croswell Lexington, as Cliff noted. Losing three players. 64-51 in third overtime. Yale will have possession. Connor Jakubiak hands it off to Ryan Marnark. Croswell Lexington's going to play hard all the way through here. Three-point, no good. Hits the rim by Yale. Rebound pulled down by Yale, though, however, with 25 seconds left in the game. Ryan Marnark, three-point shot from the right wing. No good. Last touch by Croswell Lexington goes out of bounds with 17 seconds to go here. They're going to get this win 64-51 so far with about 17 seconds to go in the game. Yale to throw it in for the baseline, right side of the glass. Looks like down the paint for two, and Croswell's just going to let him shoot, but they missed that one. And now Garnett Kohler's to stop. We are relenting. Game over. 64-51, your final score. Croswell Lexington finds a way to come back when they were down at 1 point. At 1 point down, 40-33, with just 2:50 left in the game. And they find a way to come back and win in overtime, 64-51, your final score. We'll be right back, our post-game report in three overtimes. Croswell Lexington defeats the Yale Bulldogs. First place team now tied for second with the Emily City Spartans. We'll be right back with our post-game report. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, our post-game report. Third overtime, no points scored in that third OT for the Yale Bulldogs. Croswell Lexington wins 64-51. Big win here for Croswell Lexington as they slide and hand in Yale a loss, and that makes them 9-3 in league play. Emily City, depending on what they do, tomorrow night, I believe, against Richmond.
If they hold court, which sure does look like they will, that would mean that Yale is going to Emily City next Tuesday. Big league implications there.
All right. All right, so what we got scoring-wise, let's see what the Yale Bulldogs did. First of all, at the end of the first quarter, it was 12-5, Crosby Lexington leading. 19-12 at the half, Crosby Lexington leading at the half. Crosby Lexington leading 21-20 at one point, with Kohler making a two-point shot at the 4:15 mark. The first lead of the game for Yale was in that third quarter. Ryan Fisher, 22-21 at the 3:45 mark. Crosby Lexington takes back the lead. Krampitz, 3:25 at the buzzer, a three-point shot at the end of the third quarter, 25-23, Jackson Kohler. And moving on to the fourth quarter, it was tied. In fact, we had 5 different ties in this game. We had a 25 tie, a 30-30 tie. Largest lead, though, for Yale was in that fourth quarter. 36-30 with 5:41 to go. 40-33 with 2:50 to go here. But Saunders making some free throws to make it 40-35 at one point. Saunders with a three-point shot, 40-38. Kohler made a shot back at 1:37 to go, 42-38. Max Noll with a two-point shot, 42-40. And then Crosby Lexington, Nolan Campbell to tie it up, 42-42. We went into the overtime. Yale led 44-42, went into that overtime. And the first overtime, and that's where we ended, 44-44. Krampus with a shot with 58 seconds to go. Crosby Lexington took the lead in the second overtime, 46-44. Another tie, two ties in that overtime, as Krampus made a three-point shot, 51-51, and then just ran away with it in the third overtime, 64-51, not allowing any points in that third overtime. Good defense by Crosby Lexington. Post-game points report here from Cliff Amy. Just what a gut check. What a battle here for Crosby Lexington, missing three players in this game, and they're able to pull this off.
Three critical players, three big players, three players that they've leaned on for most of the season. They didn't have the opportunity to play here tonight. But you look at this and you just go, hey, just the tenacity on defense changed the ball game for the Crosby team, and just a great, great, great win.
All right, what do you want to do, the interview or the points?
We'll go to the points real quick here, and then we'll get to the Crosby points. So for the Yale Bulldogs tonight, Jackson Kohler ended up with 22. Ryan Monarch with 17. A bunch of small point totals here. Blake Bear with 2. Chkubiak with 4. McColden with 2, and then Ryan Fisher with 2. We're going to move on over into the Crosby Lex team, and right now we're going to bring up Mr. Krampitz. He's a senior. You go first.
Okay. We will go with number 2, hitting the boards, James Krampitz. How you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself?
Great win. Third overtime. You're missing 3 key players. Role players come in, step up here. Everybody had a role in this win.
Yep. Everybody played hard. I'll credit even kids who don't play a ton on the bench. Everybody came in, busted their butt. Everyone gave all they had. Will Geiger, everybody came off the bench. Just played exceptionally well for us.
Great, great effort defensively for you guys all night. Okay, you know you've got the 3 guys out right now. I think they score about 30 points a game for you guys when they were in the rotation. And points really didn't matter tonight. It was your defensive pressure that changed this game.
Yeah, Cameron, Gavin, and Cody make up a lot of the team and a lot of minutes, so we knew we had kids stepping up and had to step up and play defense. We pride ourselves on defense here over the past couple of years. So holding them to 51 is a good score for them. They had 73 against Elmont, so in my book, that's a good score for us to keep them to.
I was at that game. Elmont hit 9 threes in the second half there to get back in that ballgame, and it took a lead at one point.
Yep.
So, yeah, really a really big win against a team that is, you know, they're on the top of the league because they're a good team. But you guys did really well. Let's talk a little bit about your first half there. You had 10 points in the first half. You had 9 in the second. You hit a big 3 there coming out. So that was a difference maker there for your team.
Yep. Well, we drew up a play coming out of that fourth quarter to tie it up. It was a good play. My team executed it well. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. And I hit a shot. The big 3. I haven't hit a lot of threes this year. My percentage is really down, but at some point it was going to come in for me.
Yeah, you were scoring at the basket there early, and then, you know, it just, hey, they left it. I could tell from the time it left your hand it was going in. So let's hand it over to Cam. Nice job there tonight, James Krampitz. Cam, congratulations on the win. This is the best I've seen you play, and I've seen you play a few times.
Thank you, sir.
So in the second half, you had 17 points. You were 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Plus, you had a very tough defensive assignment there.
Thank you.
Jackson Kohler is no fun to guard.
Yeah, he's definitely a job guarding him full court. He's a great player. Credit to them, but we had good coaching. We executed good. We played hard defense. We just work hard to get the win. How many overtimes is that? Is that
three?
Three overtimes.
Three overtimes. Wow. You lost count?
Yeah, I lost count. I knew somewhere two or three, but.
Third overtime win, 64-51. You did not allow them to score in this third overtime. Did you change something a little bit different, or did you just kept the same game plan here in overtime?
We mostly kept the same game plan. We switched a little bit. We segged off a little, switched to some different things, and it worked out for us in the end.
So congratulations. Watching you play over the years now, Cam, you knocked down a couple threes. That's going to be the difference in your ball game. If you can knock down the three, you can get to the rim. That's obvious.
Yeah.
All right, but you got to be able to knock the three down to be the complete offensive player that you can be. So looks like you're working on it. Congratulations on being able to shoot those shots.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I have teammates who can get me open, and we run sets to get people open for shots. So
okay, big win here tonight. Teammates. We're going to take one quick break and bring the coach on, or we're going to go right straight to the coach.
We'll go straight to the coach.
We'll go straight to the coach. Nice job tonight, Cam.
How tall are you? Oh, he's got me by four. Okay.
All right. Coach Lance Campbell coming on here now. Coach, congratulations. Really, really a gutty win. Just a gutty win.
Yeah. Those 13 kids that were a part of it, that put on a uniform tonight, did everything we could ask of them. You guys can answer this. You take three of the top six from anybody else around the area, do they win that game? I can almost guarantee no, right?
Yeah.
So we had guys step up. It was a great win. I mean, you know, Jimmy made some plays. The common theme with us early in the year was we didn't execute great out of timeouts. I thought down the stretch they did a good job of executing what we wanted. Made some important free throws. Made some key shots. So ultimately, great win. I mean, that's a really good team. We should enjoy this one tonight.
Absolutely. 10 for 11 in the second and in the overtime, shooting from the free throw line. That's you know how that does for you as a coach. Coming out of the timeout, you mentioned it. You got the looks you wanted. Your son made a terrific job going to the basket. He doesn't look to score. He should. And he made a nice move going to the basket there with the reverse on the bath to get that to overtime.
He for 30 minutes he didn't play very well. He was over here a lot. Then his mother told me today that he passed out at school, so I don't know if he wasn't feeling well or not, but I didn't want to talk to him about it because I didn't want to keep him out because we needed another guy. But for him not playing well, he made a big shot to send it to overtime, and then we ran a little curl, double curl early in overtime, and they executed it. I mean, he gets the basket, but ultimately it's the passer and the guy that set the screen that did the right job.
Right.
So, it was fun. You know, this is a group that, as I said, I mean, Jimmy Crampett's averaged 9 minutes a game. That was the only kid last year that saw significant playing time, and I thought we'd get better. And about a month ago, I was really thinking I wasn't doing a good job because we weren't growing. And I think over the past month, we've gotten to be a much better team.
You're forced to. You're forced to grow. You got three of your better players.
If we don't get better with young kids, then it's my fault.
You get blown out, and there's no fun in that. So,
were you missing the same three players against Elmont, too, earlier this week?
Yep. The overtime win against Elmont, we missed the same three. Against Emily City, we were missing Gavin and Cameron. Was hurt early in that quarter, in the first quarter. So we're not great offensively, but I think we do a pretty good job on the other end. They got loose a couple different times, but ultimately they had about 90% of our defensive possessions were where we wanted them to be. It's tough. It's tough to play defense. It's tough to play for me. I'm going to get after you, but I'm going to tell them I care about them and love them, and that's the truth. And they got to understand there's going to be some hard love that comes with it.
They played hard all the way through the whole game.
So Cam Sanders had 17 points in the second half.
He played really well, and I thought, as I said, I don't think Nolan played great. He had the ball more in his hands. We run a little bit more for him. He made some really good decisions. I don't think he played a great first half. Decision-making at times wasn't great, but in the second half he played really good. He didn't play like a sophomore.
Right.
So kudos to him for making shots and making plays, and Ultimately making some big free throws down the stretch too. So
just, you know, your whole entire team, everybody's in, everybody's playing. I mean, even guys that probably had, prior to the three guys going out, probably didn't see a lot of minutes. But everybody gave you everything they had, and that's all you can ask for a coach.
Yeah, no, I'm really proud. I'm going to enjoy it. They get to enjoy it a little bit more than I do because they don't get to go to school tomorrow. They got a day off. I'll have to walk through this game about 50 times tomorrow at the barbershop, but I love every minute of it.
Are you going to be heading to the Richmond-Emily City game then tomorrow, or, you know, or not?
No, I won't. I'm gonna come to our girls' game against Yale.
Great. So we'll be here tomorrow, too, also. Yeah. You got two more league games. Algonac finished the season against Elmont. You do have a Lakers game still or not?
Yes, on Monday. Yep. Okay. So we got three tough games next week. I mean, with a short week, three games in 5 days. Tomorrow we'll just come in and shoot for an hour, then we'll go full throttle on Sunday. And then hopefully next week we can keep it rolling and go into the district with an opportunity to compete for something we've won for four straight years.
You know, if I was coaching, I'd be proud of how this team performed tonight also. Didn't give up. A lot of grit there, you know, and prevent no points scored in that third overtime also. Defensively did a great job there at the end.
Yeah. So, no, I yeah. Well, those first couple baskets are important in overtime because you get ahead. Now teams
you get a
4 or 5 point
lead.
Stress.
It's good, yeah.
They feel like they got to score urgently. We go to the free throw line. We get to make free throws. They see the lead grow. So, no, I'm proud. I'm really proud, and I'm going to go enjoy a sun kiss and a slice of pizza.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for doing the game. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, you even the odds from earlier season loss, you do it again. You had some big wins this week over Elmont in overtime, and in this one against Yale here, Cliff. You, like I said, he does have the Lakers coming up. Algonac, never want to sleep on them. Yale tried to sleep on them. You all saw what happened in that first quarter there. And then you have Elmont to finish out the season, who's still a darn good team.
They're a very good team.
You know, other teams are peaking now. And like you said, it's pretty amazing, good coaching job here. You got to hand it off to him, but to the players especially. Three of your top players are out.
They executed here. It was a nice chess match back and forth with him and Garnett Kohler. And just, you know, their kids just earlier than the game, they wanted it more. They caught some breaks late.
So Yale has Emily City and Armada left. A very important game at Emily City for Yale coming up here. They have three losses. They're tied with Emily City. Emily City has Richmond tomorrow. Emily City themselves, as I said, Richmond tomorrow. They'll have Yale and then North Branch coming up. So the BWAC is far from over. Croswell Lexington could sneak back if they can get some help here from Emily City and then vice versa from Yale against these other teams playing against Emily City. So, yeah. All right, what a classic here. Boy. Great game here. Thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Cliff Amy, I'm Eddie Fury. Thank you to Croswell Lexington. Jeff Coles, the athletic director. We'll be back here tomorrow night for high school girls basketball. The BWAC is a big wide open in that one also for Croswell Lexington taking on the Yale Bulldogs in high school girls basketball tomorrow night here, 7 p.m. pregame on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in the high school basketball action on WBGV. Thank you, Cliff.
Good night. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow night.